Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. We're going to talk fibromyalgia. And with fibromyalgia, there are three most common symptoms: insomnia, pain, and fatigue. But before we jump into the symptoms, let me give you a little brief synopsis of how I ended up thinking about fibromyalgia in a different way. It was back in medical school. I was going to see a patient, as a student, of course, who had everything under the sun, seriously, everything underneath the sun. And amongst her many diagnoses was fibromyalgia. And when we met in the treatment room, we had to dim the lights. And then we had to cover the window because any kind of light was aggravating to her eyes, whether it was headaches or migraines or just aggravation in general. And I remember thinking, you know, she's had every single MRI done. She's had multiple CT scans, tons and tons of blood work, and all of this stuff comes back normal. How in the world is she hardly able to function, and yet everything says that she's normal, right? I know many of you have experienced this. So I thought that day that if I looked at her the same way that everybody else looked at her, I would get the same results. And that wasn't cool with me. So it was from that day forward, as a student in school, that I vowed to look at things differently. Whether it was a diagnosis or a prescription or whatever the case may be, I didn't want someone to just keep going on down their path without having help changing it. So this remarkable woman has had one hellacious ride. She was in her mid-50s, and literally she couldn't function anymore. Her husband was doing everything at home, taking care of work on top of home. Luckily, her kids were out of the house at this point. But she wasn't living life. And the way that she found me was through the community. Her husband worked with my husband up in Oregon, and we met together. Now, there was one problem that stood in the way from me helping her the way that she needed help. And that was, I was a student. And I remember I have this really lengthy intake form. It still is 25 pages long. So it takes you 30 to 45 minutes to fill it out. But it really gets to the causes and things that you don't even think about. Like, are there white lines on your nails? That's a clue to your puzzle if you have that. But you want to think about telling me that when I asked you, that type of thing. Like, I got her intake form, and then the head clinician discovered it. I was called back, and he literally suspended me because I had this additional paperwork. And I looked at him. I said, did you even look through it? Do you even know what's on that paper? Like, she literally can't function. And you're going to tell me that because I'm not following your stupid rules and doing the things that you want me to do underneath your system, that I have to just treat her like everybody else and get the same result. Didn't matter to him because he took away my treating rights for the next week. So that was the moment when I started this journey. I do not want to be just another doctor along the lines. And so in order for me to think differently, I had to be trained differently. And that's where my functional medicine comes into play. So when it comes to helping out scenarios that you're so sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're tired of people guessing at the medications and throwing this supplement at you and trying this oil, this is where we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. And let's talk about what actually causes these symptoms. So when you learn the causes and you know how to heal those causes, that's when you get your life back. That's when you can work throughout the day without pain. That's when you're avoiding the whole survival mode. That's when you wake up feeling rested. That's when you wake when you can take the grandkids to the playground and not have to cut activities short, or better yet, even go on family vacations, is beyond me how many people are suffering. And I'm learning this more and more. They're suffering and they just consider it normal. So let's break the normal paradigm here and let's start talking about insomnia. Now, insomnia is the inability to fall asleep and stay asleep. It's when you wake up and you don't feel rested. Now, there's two components to sleeping good. One, can you fall asleep? Two, can you stay asleep? Let's talk about the first one, falling asleep. If you are like me sometimes, you get into bed, you are physically exhausted. Like, for example, today's not my day to be in the office for the entire day. I'm with my almost three-year-old. And I was so exhausted. I finally drove around today. I drove around like 30 minutes so he could fall asleep. That way I could fall asleep, right? And I get him into sleep. I put him in his, bring him in the side, put him in his bed, in his room. And then I go lay on my bed thinking I'm going to have, 2 hours to sleep before I have to get up and start preparing for things this evening. And I laid there and I laid there and I laid there some more. And for 2 hours, I laid there. I didn't fall asleep whatsoever. And in my head, I knew all I needed to do was get up and go take some adrenal supplements because my cortisol was so high that it wasn't letting me fall asleep. I was physically exhausted, but mentally wired. So if you ever feel wired, but tired, like your brain's going a million miles an hour and you can't shut off at night, that would be your cortisol levels are way too high. Now, cortisol needs to be high in the morning so you can get out of bed, this stress hormone here, and fall off at night so you can fall asleep. When it doesn't fall off at night, it's really hard to fall asleep. So that's the first aspect of insomnia. Really simple fix. If you get GA, take two of them at night, really helps. Like if I was to just get out of bed and go get GA from the cupboard, take two of them, I would have probably fallen asleep, but I didn't. The second component to insomnia is waking up multiple times a night. And I didn't know the answer to this until I was at a seminar. I think the seminar was all about blood work and how to read blood work in a unique way. I think it was that seminar. So when it comes to cortisol, which is your stress hormone, cortisol and blood sugar go hand in hand. So if you feel like if you ever get to the point where you go to stand up and you get lightheaded and a little bit of dizziness, that would be a blood sugar issue, low blood sugar. If you ever have instances where you're craving sugar, especially between meals, that's when your sugar is dropping off a little bit too low. So we're talking more about balancing blood sugar throughout the day rather than this whole pre-diabetes, diabetes concept. It's more of a functional blood sugar level. So blood sugar and cortisol, they are teammates. They can't play together. Or they can't play the game by themselves. They got to play together. Then you have this other thing called GABA. GABA is a neurotransmitter. So what its job is to make us feel good, kind of like serotonin and dopamine. Those are neurotransmitters too that make us feel good, find joy, have happiness, and have motivation for life. That's part of GABA's aspect too. But during nighttime, our body, GABA is supposed to take over. And if we have blood sugar that's off throughout the day and our cortisol levels are too high, GABA doesn't take over. And so your brain is being ran by the cortisol and the blood sugar at night, which is why you wake up multiple times a night. And sometimes if you're lucky, it's easy to fall back asleep. Other times, like my patient with Parkinson's, she has a really hard time. Once she's awake at 3, she's awake and there's nothing she can do to fall back asleep. So there's the aspect of insomnia. If you're wired but tired at night, think cortisol, think adrenals. If you can't fall asleep, if you can't stay asleep at night, think GABA, cortisol, and blood sugar. Now that you know, what on earth do you do to treat it? Well, I'll tell you, patients' favorite supplements for this aspect, GABA is in Calm. Calm is the supplement. Cortisol can be lowered with GA, and blood sugar is our natural supplement is Sinulin. And Simulon acts like metformin, only it's natural with no side effects. Very cool. So you combine GA, Calm, and Simulon. Take those, like two of them at night, and it will help you fall asleep and stay asleep. So there's insomnia. Hope that answers a lot of the questions out there. Next one is pain. I want to tell you about this remarkable lady I had the chance to work with. She just turned 50. Chronic pain for years, major, major fatigue. And she's just getting to the point now where grandkids are starting to come. And she really wants to have the energy to go hang out with grandkids and to be able to not only be the grandma to the grandkids, but be the mom to the daughter and the son who have these brand newborns. But there was one problem that stood in her way, and it was this pain and this absolute draining fatigue. Now, she had been trying to take matters in her own hands for several years when I met her. In fact, she was actually becoming a naturopath so that she could try to figure out her own health issues. She attended one of my classes, and funny thing is we started making correlations, and my husband used to date her daughter way back before I knew Andrew. But anyways, funny story right there. She ended up becoming one of my patients, and I want to show you these labs because pain can be a complex issue. And I really like the way that these labs turned out specifically. So these are her labs that we took. We took a comprehensive hormone panel, and that all that entailed was a finger prick and then a couple spit samples and test kit that I sent home with her. She mailed it off. I got the lab results back, and here we are. So if you can take a look at these, she has had this test in previous years with other practitioners, but with me is the dark black ones that you can see. I want to show you this one marker here if I can, but it won't let me highlight it. But the very bottom marker here that you see is 1,230. That is antibodies that tell us her body is attacking her thyroid. Like very literally, it is attacking her thyroid. And this marker should be below 150. It is 1,230. When I got that, it was like, holy molies. At that point, it was the highest I'd ever seen. So I was quite taken aback. But what this means to me and what this means to you is that her immune system was on high, high, high alert. It was on so much, like the alert was so high that it was literally throwing bombs at the thyroid. It wasn't just shooting missiles or BBs or anything like that. It was full-fledged bombs. When you think about the immune system, think about your gut, that small and your large intestine. Now, there's a whole host of things that can go on inside your gut, but really, pain can be treated in really one of two ways. And the way I like to do it is find the source of inflammation and attack the source, destroy it, and then you're safe, you're good to go for years on end. Most people, the easiest route to take is to just load up with turmeric. Turmeric is an awesome herb that attacks inflammation. But let me get you thinking in a little bit deeper level here. Do you want to just use a natural Band-Aid? Because the source of the inflammation is still there. Or do you want to attack the source of inflammation, get rid of it, no longer need to survive off of turmeric and actually be pain-free? Well, she was, like I said, in drastic pain, drastic fatigue. So we knew, based off of these antibodies, that her immune system was overloaded and there was something inside her gut causing some major inflammation, major pain, major fatigue. Let me jump over to this one. 8 months later, we have new markers. So we've got the 1,230. And after 8 months of doing a lot of gut stuff and rehab and feeding her body with healthy fats, it's now dropped to 634. So we really took the bombs away and started just throwing missiles at it, or even BBs at this point. Pain was gone. Fatigue, we were still working on, and we'll get to that in a minute here. But what we found in her, the way I treated it was I actually treated her for parasites. I have no idea if parasites were actually in her body or not, but the stuff that I use for parasites is kind of well-rounded. And when it comes to your gut, here's whether you know if it's good or not. Your bowel movements. Now, we talk about this all the time. With all my patients, there's no such thing as TMI. So your bowel movement should be every day, first thing in the morning. That would be ideal transit time through your gut. Now, if you think about it, fibromyalgia isn't just insomnia, pain, fatigue. I would say 99% of cases, there's gut problems along with it. And you can base that off of, are you more constipated or are you more diarrhea-like? And I've been working with this lady with Parkinson's, and of course, fibromyalgia is on her list of things. She has had a bowel movement. She remembers her entire life, it being every 2 weeks. There would be times where she'd get so sick, she'd end up in the emergency room and they'd have to like pump her out because her body wasn't doing it on its own. 2 months after the destruction phase of the gut problem, she is now daily. And she jokes around thinking like, this is so, it's so abnormal for her to actually go have a bowel movement daily that it's like this new life she's having to experience. And the tremors of her Parkinson's, where she used to be like this all the time, and now she doesn't start tremors until 7 or 8 o'clock at night after she's had a really long day. So your gut can really be a key factor here with pain. Now, what about fatigue? Fatigue can also be very complex. When it comes to fatigue, there's this really cool lab test I want to show you. It's also of this remarkable woman's. Like I said, she'd been trying everything from the natural route, even going down the naturopathic route herself. And when I took, the reason why she actually became my patient was because at this class, we talked about this lab test. And she was so curious about what her results would be because she was married to a CrossFit guru. Her husband competes at the regional level for CrossFit. So she literally says to me, how do you feel as a woman with your self-confidence when you have to get in bed with him? I mean, she wasn't drastically overweight, but she also wasn't CrossFit fit either. So she literally said, I can't walk a half a mile without being exhausted for the next 3 days. I have to sleep next to a CrossFit champ. You tell me what that does to a woman's self-confidence. Gorgeous lady. Like, to me, she's healthy, but she doesn't wear a size one, that's for sure. But even then, if you wear a size one, doesn't mean you're healthy either. So she literally physically could not handle just a block, walking a block. And this lab test was so cool because it literally showed her why. It wasn't just like it was all in her head and she was making this stuff up and she just didn't have the motivation that we tell ourselves, well, maybe if I was more motivated, I could go to the gym. Or maybe if I was more driven, or if I actually saw the weight loss on the scale, I would be able to do this. There's a physical reason why you're struggling. And let's just find it. That's all there is to it. So her reason is found in this next lab test. Now, this lab test it's called the Organics Acid lab test. It's a urine sample. And the same thing, it's a test kit that I send home or I ship your way. And you just take a urine sample, put it back in the shipping, drop it off at UPS, away it goes. I get the test results back. Now, what this does is this actually takes your chemistry, the chemistry happening inside your body at the very cellular level. Because we have this thing inside every single cell in our bodies called mitochondria. And if I would have known I'd be talking about mitochondria for the rest of my life, I might have paid more attention in high school biology when you actually get introduced to that. But the mitochondria are so significant because they're literally responsible for taking your food and converting it into energy in this process called the Krebs cycle. If you can remember, if you want to flash back to high school biology with me. Now, there's not just one mitochondria in every cell. And this blew my mind when I learned it. Your mitochondria are so important that there are 8,000 mitochondria inside every single cell that makes up your heart. Is it kind of important that these things work? Yes, because there's 5,000 mitochondria inside every single cell that make up your liver. So let's see, take a look at this lab test. It literally breaks down her body's ability to take fatty acids or fat from her diet and convert it into ATP, also known as energy. It takes the carbohydrates from her diet, tells us if they are being broken down and converted into energy. Then finally, this energy production cycle, which is the Krebs cycle, can it take all of your food and convert it into ATP? Now, as you can see, these markers here, they're supposed to be in this blue, but they're not. In fact, 90% of them are not in the blue. So her body is doing okay at breaking down fat and converting it into energy. It is not doing good at taking carbohydrates and converting it into energy, with all three of the markers in the red. And then last but not least, the energy cycle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 8 markers are off. So she eats the food, but then her body doesn't know what to do with it. And it's not converting it into energy. Remember, this was just from one lab test that she took in the comfort of her own home using a urine sample. And this isn't just the only lab test, the only things that this lab test covers. It goes into what your body's ability is to detox. How does it use the B vitamins? If you're suffering with anxiety and depression, how does it use those feel-good neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine? It doesn't tell you how much you have in there. It tells you what your body's ability is to use them. It's all about usable form. And it also gets into some gut things. And I believe on hers, I'm not going to scroll through it all, but hers, I think there was a high candida marker on it. And it gets into some other gut stuff too. But that's a pretty cool lab test, right? Now, not only did this change the way her physical health was, but it changed her mental health too, because now it wasn't in her head. And now she had something to show her friends and to tell her husband that it's not in my head. Like, this is a real thing. Pretty cool, I thought. Okay, so when it comes to treating fatigue, if you were to just say, I'm going to treat my mitochondria, there's a supplement called Energy, ENRG, as I look at it on my shelf over there. That's basically feeding your mitochondria everything that it needs to take your food and convert it into energy. Very simple. You can get all this stuff on the website. But if you really want to dive deep into it and you really want to tackle your own personal story, what's inside your gut, fixing your blood sugar, fixing your adrenal glands, what's the status of your detox type thing, if you want to really get into a personalized plan, that would be where my Free to Heal program comes into place. And it's perfect if you're suffering with fibromyalgia, because it's going to walk you through the 5 steps that your body requires to heal. And that first step is anemia. The second step would be to balance blood sugar and adrenals. The third step is going to teach you everything you need to know about your gut. And it's going to use lab tests that you already have, like blood work your doctor takes, to determine if you have problems inside your gut, like SIBO or parasites or candida or a low-grade virus, something like that. Then it's going to tackle like a cholesterol panel. What a cholesterol panel actually means is, one, you need healthy fats to reduce inflammation, and two, what's your thyroid like? Your cholesterol panel and your thyroid actually go hand in hand. And then last but not least, the 5th step is detox, because if you detox too soon, it can go awry. So if you're interested in that, I'll send the information your way in the email, as well as in the lower part of the podcast when it comes out. That's the Free to Heal program designed specifically for you guys. And it's all about you creating your own roadmap back to living the life that you want to live. So there's that. We tackled insomnia, we tackled pain, and we tackled fatigue, getting down to the root causes of it rather than just giving it a diagnosis and a pill of some sort, like medication to tackle it. So thanks, ladies, for joining me. Let's open it up to questions. if you have a question, feel free to unmute yourself and ask it, and we can start tackling your story in a personal way. Someone is daring and wants to go first.
Hi, Kylie. It's Daria.
Hi, Daria. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I was just, where would you start as far as testing? Is there one test that you would do over another, or would you recommend all of these? Where would you start?
When it comes to testing, I would imagine that you already have the test that you need. If you have any blood work from your doctor, that's where I would start, is just basic blood work. If you want to go in and get a full comprehensive panel, and you can write this down, whoever's listening, this is what I recommend when it comes to blood work. So the first one is a CBC, a complete blood count is what it's called, but make sure it's with differential. So all you have to say is, hey doc, I'd love you for you to take a CBC with differential. That's like the number one most primary first lab test you want to take. And your doctor will take it on a first basis as well. So I can guarantee you have that lab test. The second one is the metabolic panel. That's very common, just like the CBC as well. The third one is I would definitely recommend a lipid panel. So the cholesterol, the triglycerides, the LDL, the HDL, and that, because that will really tell you how many, do you need more healthy fats to reduce that inflammation? Do you have thyroid issues, that type of thing? And then I always add on a vitamin D. If you can get a vitamin D, definitely add it on. 95% of the time, the vitamin D is low. And when it comes to vitamin D, you want it to be around 80. The whole normal range is between 30 and 100. 30 is not going to get you anywhere. It's going to keep you alive. That's great. But it's not going to make you feel good. So if you can get that up to 80, that would be ideal. And then the other components are blood sugar, insulin, A1C, blood glucose. Those would be the three blood sugar ones. And then the best way to determine your inflammation status is an hsCRP. So a high sensitivity C-reactive protein. All you have to do is hand your doctor the notes and he'll know exactly what it is. Get that full panel. And then the program will actually walk you through how to read that in a very easy way. For example, it will take three different markers on a CBC, map out the pattern of what those markers mean, and maybe you have a low-grade virus or a low-grade bacterial infection that's hanging out, causing your body to just shut down and be fatigued. So it's very easy, but if you had all those panels, you have everything you need. You can go get extra functional medicine stuff, but they tend to be more cash-based and they tend to be more on the pricey side. I would say like the labs I showed you, she spent $700 on those labs. The organics one is definitely the most expensive one that I use. And it's around, I think it's just under $400. So really, and insurance isn't friendly to that stuff. So really the best ones to be would be, once again, the CBC with differential, metabolic panel, the lipid panel, the blood glucose, the blood sugar stuff, vitamin D, and the hsCRP. If you want a full-fledged blood work, that your insurance will cover. Does that help, Daria?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kylie.
And if you ever want me to like take a look at your labs, I do second readings. I call them second opinions. They're $199, and you just basically send me any lab you have, whether you have it or you want me to request it. I can request your medical records, and then I take a look at those things and do all the dissecting for you. But that's an option too. So any other questions, ladies? Great question, Daria. Thanks for asking.
So Kylie, when we're talking sleeping and trying to get to sleep, I mean, that's my biggest thing is I just can't get to sleep. I mean, I take melatonin to sleep, and I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent.
Indifferent.
But, you know, it's like, I seriously, if I want to stay up all night, I just don't take it. And I don't go to sleep. You know, I literally cannot go to sleep without, I take melatonin and I take valerian root.
Okay. Together. I haven't heard of that one, but that could work too. You stay asleep when you fall asleep?
No.
Okay. So no. I would do the combo. I would do all three of them. The Calm, the GA, and the Sinulin. You can try those for a month and see how you do on them. They're really, the Calm has your GABA, which is what should take over in the brain when you're asleep. But instead, it's the high cortisol and the blood sugar craziness. So if you combine all three, your cortisol will lower, your blood sugar will stabilize, and then the GABA will feed your brain with the right stuff. So, and this isn't something that you need to take long-term forever. I'm not one to say, hey, go on supplements and take this for the rest of your life because you need it to survive. The nice thing with these three things is that you basically use them to replenish and refuel the body and reset it. And once it's reset, you're good to go for a while. And then you start noticing, oh, I've still been laying here for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I better start taking GA or something like that again, rather than just staying on these forever. Usually what I
see, would you do that instead of the melatonin?
I would, yeah. So you may need the melatonin for like the first week until these really get in your system. And then you can back off on the melatonin and just take these for a month and see how you roll.
Okay.
Or you can, what dosage are you on?
I take 5 milligrams of melatonin.
Okay. So that's a pretty good amount. Is it easy for you to chop it in half?
Yeah. That's my biggest thing is that I can't get to sleep and then I don't stay asleep. I have to hide my clock so I don't clock watch. You know, it's
so
terrible.
What you're telling me is I need to send Easton to your house because if you're going to be awake, you might as well.
That's right. I'm awake. Yep. He and I can hang out at night, and I just don't stay asleep. I mean, I probably, if I wake up and I've been asleep for 2.5 hours, I think it's great.
Really?
Oh yeah. 2.5, 3 hours. I'm like, wow, I slept for 3 hours. That is awesome.
And then you go to the dentist's office or the orthodontist's office and run the office all day long.
All day long. And I manage. I mean, I do it, but I literally don't sleep more than at any one time, more than 2.5. I'm lucky if I get 3 hours.
Do you fall asleep when you wake up or do you lay there awake for a little while?
It's a mixture. I actually have a melatonin spray that I spray on my pillow. And if I can't get back to sleep, I spray that and then I'll go back to sleep.
Huh. Amazing what they have on you can get now.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know there was a melatonin spray out there.
Dr. Teals puts it out.
Well, I would like to see what your results would be in a month if you tried those three. You could start sleeping more.
Well, I've got a doctor's appointment next month, so I'm going to get these labs and then have you look at them and we'll go from there.
Yeah, those would be very, very comprehensive and your insurance will pay for it. So it's
the best I'll do that
financially too. Cool. I'm excited for you. It's amazing what we go through and we just do it. It's just normal life to us.
Hi, my name is Casey. I was just gonna, thanks for the recommendations, especially the melatonin, hearing about that. My problem is I can fall asleep, but I wake up with sort of, I guess it sounds like a panic, anxiety. And then it takes me a minute to fall back asleep, but then I keep doing it again. And so by the time I actually wake up in the morning, I'm exhausted from that. So,
Casey, can I pause you?
Yes.
Where are you from? That is the coolest accent.
I'm in Louisiana.
Okay. You got that Southern drawl. I like it.
Oh, I do. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's good. When I went to Oregon for school, a lot of people were like, are you from the South? And I'm like, no, I'm just from Hicktown, Utah. Got this Hicktown drawl.
Yeah. You sound like you would be from Baton Rouge here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you fall asleep, but you don't stay asleep and you almost wake up in a panic.
Yeah, I do have anxiety. I do not take medication for it. And a lot of it is I have 2 young children, so I'm always like on edge, you know, but my mom has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia also. And I was about 3 months ago, but it's taken 3 years. They thought I had multiple sclerosis. I do not. They thought I had Lyme disease. I do not. I've been through every test you can think of. And so they labeled me with fibromyalgia. But my biggest issue is that just anxiety and pain, but the waking up in the middle, just not being able to stay asleep without waking up with anxiety in the middle of the night. And I'm currently not taking anything but vitamin D. So these are great listening to y'all. I'm sorry. I don't know a lot yet. I'm just starting out.
Casey, you're in the right place, because everyone that I work with is like, I've had every test underneath the sun and I've been through this and this and that. And I'm sure you have more, you have a bigger story than that. So you're in the right place. When it comes to, first off, vitamin D, how much of the vitamin D are you taking?
I think she's, yeah, it's 2000 IU. Is that it?
Yeah. I'm going to up you that dosage to 25,000 IUs.
Okay.
Now you can't overdose on vitamin D. Okay. And when it comes to anxiety and depression, that's the first, like, that's the first thing I want to fix right then and there. So I'm guessing that with your lab test results, they would be more on the 30 end rather than the 80 to 100 end. And we want to really push you up to that 80 to 100 side. Okay. Not only does it help to calm the anxiety, but it helps to fix the depression. And really, if I were to recommend anything for anybody, vitamin D, you got to get that up to 80 on your lab test. And then to do that, check out the, so you're going from 2000 to 25,000, which is a big jump.
Okay.
So do that for a month.
Okay.
And then back off to 20,000, back off to 15,000 each month. And you'll probably want to maintain more at 10,000 rather than two.
All right. Yeah.
That would be the first place to start. And it could even help with sleep too. I don't know if you're taking capsules or liquids or what your vitamin D is, but just check the label and get yourself up to that 25,000.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I just had one last question. The only thing that she recommended, I can ask you this on a different time, or, is the naltrexone powder, is, and I have not tried that. Do you know anything about that?
Is that medication?
It's a compounding. It's not like, it's some kind of, it's like from a compounding. You have to get it from a
pharmacist.
Yeah. And I'm just trying not to put a lot. I don't want to put anything harmful in my body. I was just curious if you did or anything.
I don't know much about that route. I personally would give the Calm, the GA, and the Sinulin a shot first, especially if you just want to do Calm. That literally is my anti-anxiety type.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
So that will really help not only one sleep, but then when you do wake up, you'll have more GABA in your brain there from the Calm. It won't cause that anxiety attack type thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for joining us, Casey. How did you find us?
Hey, I'm actually randomly, I saw you, the Facebook, like, I don't know how, to be honest, it popped up somewhere and I was like, oh, good. And so I was telling my mom, I'm like, she has some really great, you know, you should really listen to her. And then I got so excited when I saw this. She was laughing at me. I was like, I'm going to go in there tonight and watch. And she was, but anyway, I'm sorry. I know I sound really country to y'all probably.
So. No, it's great. I'm telling you, I'm from rural, like all my cousins and my aunts and uncles and my grandparents, they're from rural Utah. So it's like the town is 100 people in the town.
Wow.
So I'm from Hick Town, Utah, really.
Well, yeah, you sound like here you'd be from Baton Rouge, or they say Baton Rouge, but I'm from North Louisiana and people assume like I live in the bayou, but I don't. I'm like up at the top of the boot, but they're like, everybody that's like, oh, you live down with alligators? And I'm like, no, we're just normal people. But
well, welcome. Glad you're here. Tell your mom to come join us next time.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite three of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.